Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Bazaria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week of tyranny. Blatant, in-your-face tyranny. And we've got the weekend coming up to see what kind of tyranny they can create over the weekend. It's also the 19th day of July, 2019. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it is currently 69 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It seems to be a pleasant day. I haven't got to go out and look at the sky yet, but we'll take it for right now. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into. Trump says Navy ship destroyed Iranian drone over Strait of Hormuz. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then. I guess we're sitting where we were yesterday and the day before. Netanyahu's down in the fetal position, kicking around, pissing his pants, because we can't get this war going. We need this goddamn war going, man. The people are completely out of fucking control. The Jews aren't getting what they fucking want. Oi, 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 oi. Everybody's figured them out. Everybody hates them, and it's just wrong. Who taught us to hate you, Jew? You did. Trump says Navy ship destroyed Iranian drone over Strait of Hormuz. This is from PBS. It was sent in by Angel for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A U.S. Navy warship called the USS Boxer took down an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz on Thursday, President Trump said, and I believe you, adding the drone was immediately destroyed. A senior Iranian official has denied that the country had lost a drone. Well, who do we believe here, people? Who's trying to start a war? This is between the Americans and the goddamn Iranians, don't you know? And then, wait, that was a British ship that seized that vessel coming through the Strait of Hormuz because it had Iranian oil on it, headed for Syria. Boy, I'm telling you, you're talking about world fucking power. You're talking about a one-world government that's going to control everybody right down into their goddamn bedrooms and their living rooms, right into your fucking house. The Boxer took defensive action against the Iranian drone, Trump said, giving details about the encounter at the start of a flag presentation ceremony at the White House. He said the drone had closed to about 1,000 yards from the U.S. ship, ignoring multiple calls to stand down. What was that? Beep, 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 beep. Oh, I want you to know, In a statement about the incident, Chief Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman said that a drone approached the USS Boxer at around 10 a.m. local time, and that the ship was in international waters sailing in, quote, an inbound transit of the Strait of Hormuz. Kaufman described the drone as fixed-wing unmanned aerial system. On Friday, Iran's deputy foreign minister denied that one of the country's drones was taken down. He was we have not lost any drone in the Strait of Hormuz or anywhere else, Abbas Argachi said in a tweet. I am worried the USS Boxer has shot down their own UAS by mistake. Or maybe it was like the Liberty. Remember when the Egyptians were attacking the Liberty, and it wasn't the Egyptians that were attacking the Liberty, when it was the fucking Jews attacking the fucking Liberty, when it was Israel, the Zionists attacking the Liberty, down to the point where it was machine gunning people in fucking goddamn life rafts. And then everybody, it was all shut up and hushed up that because they were trying to get us into the fucking a war with Egypt. Do you guys remember that? Man, I wonder whose drone that really was, or where that drone came from, or even if there was a fucking drone. We believe anything these son of bitches say, you're ignorant. We have not lost any drone in the Strait of Hormuz or anywhere else. While few details about the drone are available, I bet they are. They got to come up with a goddamn, find an old Iranian drone if they can, I guess, or paint it right or do something to try to convince. Fuck, I mean, this is such bullshit. It's just, I guess we should attack them, guys. What do you think? They shot down one of our drones, and we shot down one of their drones, supposedly. That's it. That's it. Fucking, if I don't care if a fucking million people have to die. We're going to Syria. What? Syria? What hell's that got to do with it? Well, you'll find out. Go ahead.
It's probably some 16-year-old kid who stole his dad's drone and
went
around the ocean with it.
No, it was more likely a regular drone, and it was being fucking flown out of fucking Tel Aviv or Jerusalem. That makes more sense. I mean, look at the Liberty. I mean, how long did they attack that ship, and they didn't know it was a U.S. flagship? They couldn't see the fucking flag. They didn't know where our ship was, and that it was a surveillance ship. I mean, this is the same shit. That's like I said, they're trying the same shit over and over again. I mean, like I said, I got to believe Netanyahu's. I'm down in the fetal position, kicking and peeing all over yourself. I said I wanted the war. I want the war. I want you over here. I want your people killing them. But we can't do it. The people won't buy into it. They won't fight a fucking war. They don't want to fight the Persians because the Persians haven't really done nothing to them. Well, make it something happen to them. Make them a false flag. But then again, you know, anything they pull, we already know it's a false fucking flag. Yeah, they're the little boy that cried wolf one too many fucking times. And we found out you're just crying wolf. You're lying, you son of a bitch. Oh, man.
Come down to now. I mean, now we're going to start shooting drones. I mean, you know, just the fact that we're even talking about it is freaking ridiculous. You know, a drone, for Christ's sake, you know.
It's yeah, well, ridiculous. Well, I mean, any excuse will do it. Well, they're just kind of, you know, it's kind of keep the hype alive. Everybody, you know, is kind of, you know, starting to look back at the border that's being overrun every day and higher numbers. And we're talking about fucking foreign troops, fucking communist troops being trained right here on our fucking soil. And you gotta, like I said, I can't prove it, but I bet my nice shiny nickel that they are. We have not lost any drones, said Strait of Hormuz, in the Strait of Hormuz, nor anywhere else, Abbas Agar tweeted. This is the latest of many provocative hostile actions by Iran. See, Iran just out there being hostile is what they're doing. By Iran against vessels operating in the international waters, Trump said. The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities and interest, which is, well, whatever our Jewish masters tell us it is. Well, it actually is our Jewish masters. Our Jewish masters who want all the fucking resources from they want Syria's fucking water and their timber, and they want Lebanon, and they want Jordan, and they want Iran, and they even want Turkey.
It's like like watching a McHale's Navy episode, Henry. I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, I bet you Trump is behind his desk right now. He's probably got his dress whites on. You know, he's Mr. Navy. You know.
Trump, all he's got is a goddamn hand up his ass. He's nothing but a puppet. It's all he's ever been. The son of a bitch ever had an original thought in his whole life. It was a lonely son of a bitch, I would say. This is the latest of many provocative hostile actions by Iran against vessels operating in international waters. This took place one day after Iran's military unveiled a new drone that it says is entirely Iranian made, called the Mohajir 6, the rear-propelled fixed-wing aircraft is capable of detecting, intercepting, and targeting the threats on missions inside or outside airspace, according to the official state news agency, Irania. It's I-R-N-A. The official's news agency cited Brigadier General Sherman Hassanjad in reporting that the new drone can carry precision-guided projectiles and can operate in a wide range of weather conditions and locations. In his remarks, Trump called on other countries to condemn Iraq's attempt to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce. Now, what the fuck are you doing, Trumpy? Oh, we decided that Iran won't hand itself over. They tossed the Shah, they tossed the international fucking corporate mafia out and nationalized all their fucking resources, and they won't let us run their fucking country. They won't let the Jews fucking have control of their resources and hand 95 cents of every fucking dollar that comes from those resources over to the Jewish Zionist fucking God's chosen fucking masters. I think that might be the fucking problem here. He added that, and then you fucking, I mean, just last week, you know, the British vessel stopping the fucking, that wasn't that stopping commerce and the freedom of navigation? Wasn't that? It's just like everything in this country. When the fucking elite do it, when the corporate fucking international elite do it, oh, it's okay to do it because, well, we're doing it because we have a boycott against them. Well, maybe they decided on a boycott against you, son of a bitch. Maybe they figure they're fucking equal to you. Oh, wait a minute. We're talking about Goyim versus fucking the chosen people of their God written down in their fucking book. It says so. He added that other nations should also protect their ships in the strait, which lies between the Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Well, if you have no fucking stake in this fucking beef for fucking Israel, I don't think you got to worry about your fucking ships going up and down the Strait of Hormuz, do you? Unless you've made enemies. I mean, this is such fucking in-your-face bullshit. Trump's description of a drone encounter came on the same day Iran announced that its Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy has seized a foreign-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. How dare they? You can fucking seize their fucking vessels, but if they seize a vessel, maybe they got a sanction against these fucking people. Did you ever think of that? Yeah.
You don't sound very grateful. What would we do without the government protecting us?
Oh, I know. I know. I know we'd have money and we'd have a life and we'd feel good when, you know, we'd be living the American dream without them. Jesus, we need them.
But the poor Jews.
Yeah, I know them. I know. I know there's got to be some way we can end their suffering. I can think of a few ways. That interdiction...
I push the button, you're right.
The interdiction took place on Sunday. Iran alleges that the ship was smuggling 1 million liters, 264,000 gallons of fuel. Well, that's what you did with their ship, wasn't it? You alleged that it was moving something that you said it couldn't move? Well, Iran, it's just like in this country. There are some people, you know, in this land of equality... that you touch something of theirs, well, that's wrong. But they can come and take every fucking thing you fucking own. You don't even own your own fucking clothes, and that's all right. It's become a worldwide fucking problem, and the people of the world understand it. They can't get a fucking war going. They've never had this kind of problem before, people. They've never, I mean, the first time, that first day when they said, oh, Iranian ships, and they had that little smoking spot on that fucking tanker and shit. That was supposed to be it. Supposed to be full-on attack. But people came and go, fuck you, you phony son of a bitches. We know what you're doing. You gotta, you know what? You can't fight a fucking war without a people. Yeah, who's gonna fight it? Trump? You gonna go out there and fight it? Blumenthal? Can you imagine those motherfuckers fighting anybody? No, what you want to do is you want to say, God damn it, they're against us. But we ain't you, and you ain't us. So how about that? You let us know by telling us that we're the subjects and you're the master. We should want to see you destroyed. Now, shouldn't we?
Lindsey Graham's gonna, you know, he's over there with his goddamn, you know, his lipstick and his dress on, telling Trump what to do next, you know.
No, nobody tells. Lindsey Graham does what he's fucking told to. The one that does the telling is fucking Israel. They are the fucking, they are the go-between between the top internationals at the top of the pyramid and the fucking sellouts, these fucking corporate fucking heads that are fucking, that want people, they want to depopulate this fucking planet and take control of all the resources. They're fighting over who's going to get what. And they're forgetting that you can't fight a war without people to fucking fight it, because you sure as hell ain't gonna do it. Just like Saddam Hussein. I seen George Bush, the brave George Bush. He was a air pilot. He was a badass motherfucker, wasn't he? Why didn't he go just shoot it out with fucking Saddam? Saddam offered him to. And then nobody would, all those little children that I seen in that fucking back of that truck during shock and awe with the woman wailing behind him, that wouldn't have had to happen. He offered an alternative to fucking the masses of people being killed, innocent fucking people, men, women, and children being killed. He said, I'll fucking gunfight your ass myself. But this cowardly, that Bush, that Kenny Buckport, Maine fucking Texan, fucking, you know what they said about it, people? They said, oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. Well, explain ridiculous to me. How many fucking people died because you cowardly son of a bitches wouldn't go to a fucking showdown? It was your fucking beef with them. That's what Saddam Hussein said. This is a beef between you and me, Georgie. You bring your fucking boys out, your cabinet, I'll bring my cabinet, and we'll shoot it out, and then none of the people have to die.
Saddam also said, he challenged Bush to a fucking duel, man. He said,
that's what it was.
He wanted to do a duel with a guy, you know.
Yeah, he wanted him to bring his cabinet, and then Saddam was going to bring his cabinet. They all were going to be armed, and they were going to fucking shoot it out, like at the OK Corral, because they were the ones that had the fucking problem. Instead, we see Iraq getting bombed back to the fucking third world because they had yellow cake uranium. No, they didn't.
Yeah,
I mean,
it
you...
reminds me of...
Good.
It reminds me of Fort Sumter. Them Yankees surrendered when one of their curtains caught on fire.
Yeah.
Look at it now. I mean, the rebels never surrendered. That thing was just, I mean, it is leveled.
Well, it's all production. See, it's all a production until they get us out there killing one another. Until they get us killing the Persian and the Persian killing Americans. For what? For these motherfuckers' oil profits? For their fight over the oil fields that don't belong to them? That belong to the people?
The rebels didn't want to be subjects. That's why they stood their ground.
You're goddamn right they didn't want to be subjects.
Lived on fucking rats for a year at Vicksburg and never surrendered until 4th of July.
And they were betrayed by their own. Don't you forget that, Charlie. The opening fucking fight of the war, Bull Run. They were within 7 miles of fucking Washington, D.C., and it was ordered a halt. Why? We can't provision. 7 fucking miles? Really? And you're in the fucking capital, no army between you and Washington, D.C., and you stopped? And just like Gettysburg, you know, the battle that turned the war? You didn't take them fucking dim hills that you were ordered to take by that fucking general? You didn't take them when there was nobody on them to fucking resist you. You let the fucking Yankees come in and fucking occupy the high ground. And then you sent the fucking legions to slaughter. It's always been a fucking production. But yeah, the man in his mind, it's just like the fucking the Yankee in his mind. He thought he was fighting for fucking God and country in his by God rights.
The South didn't lose, the people lost.
Exactly, man. And Jefferson Davis didn't die. The leader, the head fucking guy, General Lee, he didn't die. He taught at a fucking college. Who died? Oh, yeah, them dumbass fucking Americans will go out there and kill each other because some asshole with the fucking military insignia bigger than theirs told them to. Now, that shit's, them days are gone.
The bravest of our people.
You're goddamn right. The bravest of our people. That's what they wanted killed because they were losing control of it because the South was telling them, you know, because they wanted the 14th Amendment's what they wanted then. The internationals had already infiltrated deep into the North. They fucking own New York. Look at Jew York right now with their goddamn, you know, their fucking a police station in fucking Tel Aviv. Really? Yeah. Anyway.
I mean, you know, Henry, you got to waste your time on this shit. I mean, can you believe we're talking about a friggin' drone? They want to start a war over a drone. I mean, you know, look what we're wasting our time talking about. It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, but there was a reason I talked about it, Mark.
And I know.
I'm gonna explain it. I'm gonna explain it right now. You see, we've been telling you know, they can't have a world war if the people refuse to fight it. If the people turn on the ones telling them to kill people for no fucking reason so that the Jews can become the fucking empire of the fucking world and the rest of us can be the animals beneath them, they can't have a war. And we went over this the other day about the veterans who have said that was a fucking, it was all bullshit, it was all a fucking lie. It was, you know, that we've talked about the fact they're blowing their own brains out because they went and did the things they did thinking they were good. They were fighting for freedom and liberty. Well, here, check this one out. Military says 16-year-olds as eyes 16-year-olds as ranks and candidates dwindle. This is from Washington Times. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The best way to fix the U.S. Armed Forces recruiting challenges may involve dipping further into the nation's high schools. As you know, they want them to vote and they want them to, because the adults in this country have figured this shit out. And they're saying, fuck you, Jew. And they tell you, yeah, we'll make a law. It's giving you 2,000 years in jail. Fuck you, Jew. I'll say fuck you, Jew, all day long, you son of a bitch. You got to come enforce it, just like everything else you write down on a piece of paper. As the Army, Navy, and other services contend with a thriving economy, that's what, see how these fucking think tanks try to twist this shit around? This economy is not fucking thriving. It's a dirty fucking lie. It's thriving for the same people it was thriving for in 2008 when the derivatives bubble popped. And we had to pay off their fucking loans 110%, and they got the property back, and supposedly we owe them the fucking money. When they owe it to us. But I mean, that this is the think tanks. This is, I mean, they think that we'll try this angle here. Other service, a thriving economy and a directive to expand their ranks. There is a growing debate over whether the military should consider lowering the minimum enlistment age from 17 to 16. More than a dozen countries, including the United Kingdom, already have adopted the policy. Now, I want you to remember what I just said. A dozen countries, including the United Kingdom, who I gotta believe are afraid to put guns in the hands of their people right now. Their people know what they've done to them, and they know the fucking Jews are behind it. So they're going, oh, yeah, 16-year, you know, down at the border, isn't a 16-year-old one of them, isn't it a children? No, you gotta take care of them, you gotta pet them on the head, and you gotta take good care of the children. In fact, you know, if something happened to them, it's your responsibility, because they're children at 16, aren't they? Isn't that the way it is? Isn't that what they're telling you? Isn't that what one of the other think tanks is telling us? Huh? Critics say the idea is deeply flawed and presents a host of societal problems, but supporters argue that the Pentagon needs to think outside the box if it wants to continually overcome one of the toughest recruiting environments in decades. And it ain't because of no good economy, and you and I and the rest of 75%, we fucking know it. We know this fucking is all horse shit. Are the billionaire, I mean, the people who made record profits, who caused the fucking derivatives bubble crash, who committed crimes back in 2008, blatant crimes, and the regulators that we hired to make sure that these crimes could not be committed, that committed crimes? Did any of them fucking go to jail? Has any of it been taken care of, people? No, you hit their fucking wall that they see it. When they start seeing that they're living outside in a fucking car working a 40-hour a week job, they see it. When they see that their fucking food that they're eating is just fucking garbage that's left fucking over, even though they're working a fucking job, they see it. Neither the military nor lawmakers have given any indication that they are entertaining the idea. But some analysis say that opening the ranks to younger Americans could provide unique benefits and maybe the kind of fundamental overhaul the recruiting system needs for the 21st century. Now, in this country, they just up the, you know, all these fucking communists, didn't they just up the age to own a fucking rifle to 21 years old? You got to be 21 to own a fucking, 16, the communist government have put one in your hand and tell you to go kill somebody for Israel or kill one of your own fucking people. Now, won't they? But aren't these children? I mean, we see them coming over with the MS-13 gang fucking teardrop fucking tattoos and shit. They're children. We can't do nothing. We have to let them in and everybody that comes with them because they're children. They're little children. So you're going to take little children and you're going to put them in fucking harm's way? Is that what you're talking about here? Hey, you think tanks aren't connecting with one another? Go ahead.
Straight out of public school.
Well, a 16-year-old, come on. I mean, that's why, listen, there's more. It gets better. For one, many of the factors that disqualify older youth from joining, like criminal records, are not as present in younger teens. No, it ain't criminal records, you know. Maybe 16, that's when the time that you get that fucking driver's license. By the time you know you're 18 or 20 years old, you've done had your run-in with the fucking system. You see what the fucking system is. You see that it is not a fucking, it isn't Yankee Doodle went to fucking town in the Bill of Rights. You see that it is a totalitarian fucking monster. And you, fuck you, I ain't fighting for you. Yeah, I'm fucking going, I'm watching you pump the fucking foreigners over the fucking border. I can't get a fucking job, so I'm gonna go fight for the cocksuckers that caused it. That's why they can't get nobody. Cause nobody's gonna fight for you, you fucking prick, so you better get your fucking gear on and get ready to fight your own goddamn battles. And we'll finish this article as soon as we return.
Person's strength for thousands in effect.
Yep. Your mess might come in up, Charlie.
Down the road here.
We're having our come in.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again. There's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew. And them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you'll fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin.
The State of Jefferson.
Rocks on swing, shining armor's piercing ring. Horses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight man, blood red throne. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Run cold, fight until you die or drop. A force like ours is hard to stop. Close your mind to stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not a one damn cur pass by. How many of them can we make die? Back to hell. We'll teach them the ways of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head. Fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky. How many of them can we make die? A marching drum, we'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight mare and blood red roan. Fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry. How many of them can we make die? Axes flash, rocks will swing. Shining armor's piercing a ring. Houses run with a polished shield. Fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight mare, blood red roan.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:37 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Cambrith. And it's we're at war. I mean, make no mistake about it, these son of a bitches are desperate.
I just want to say real quick, I'm in Paducah right now, Paducah, Kentucky, and here's this Toyota dealer with this 150-foot flagpole with, you know, this beautiful American flag. I say beautiful because, you know, it's huge. and they got it at half mast, Henry. They got the goddamn flag at half mast. Now, why is that? Why is that flag at half mast? Because a goddamn drone? I mean, are you kidding me? You know, this is what we got to deal with.
You'd have
it means
to be...
it means the post office is hiring.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. No, this is why they got to go to 16-year-olds. I mean, let's go to 8-year-olds, man. You tell an 8-year-old, you can pull a quarter out of their ear, and then believe that a quarter really came out of their ear. I mean, this is why they want 16-year-olds to vote. The fucking people aren't going to come out and play this fucking game no more. They're sick of it. They're sick of these phony fucking wars that have nothing to do with them, that are for the international corporate fucking mafia and their fucking profits and the Zion Empire, period. Let's go on with this here a little bit. Let's see what we got here. Currently, this of 75% of 17 to 24-year-olds who are ineligible to serve for example, 10% are ineligible due to criminal records. Well, that leaves 65%. Why are they ineligible? Because maybe their brothers and their fathers, and we've been doing this for fucking, what, about 12, 14 years now? And they've come home and said, it's a fucking lie. You're over there killing and getting killed and fucking murdering people for their fucking resources for the fucking Jews. Is that why? Maybe that's why. He wrote in a recent piece on Military Times, and according to the Department of Justice, there are twice as many arrests of 18 to 20-year-olds as there are arrests of 15 to 17-year-olds. Well, 15 to 17-year-olds are still in the house with mom and dad, don't you think? You know, they're still going to school. So they haven't got, when they get to 18 to 20-year-olds, they go out and they want to stretch their wings and exercise a little bit of that freedom they thought they had. And when they do, they get the shit pounded out of them. They find out what this fucking country's really all about. And I'll be goddamned if it ain't because there's plenty of jobs and they don't need to go into the military for a fucking career, because there ain't. That is a goddamn lie, and everybody knows it. Go ahead.
It's good money putting people in prison.
The bonds. Oh, yeah, you get a big old fat fucking bond every time you put one in and every time you fucking violate a parole. All of this shit, that's what these people are seeing. The people are seeing this shit that this fucking shit communist goddamn aristocracy is doing in this country. I'll be goddamned if I'd risk my life for that. That ain't fighting for freedom and liberty. That's fighting for fucking chains to be put on me.
Everyone loses their Bill of Rights.
They find out they ain't got one. Year-olds, as there are arrests of 15 to 17-year-olds. Mr. McCarthy's argument touched off a firestorm with skeptics saying the move could create more problems than it would solve. Peter Warren Singer, a senior fellow at the Washington think tank New America, countered that lowering the enlistment age to 16 would undermine combat effectiveness and unit cohesion and create other problems. Well, who are these kids that are going out there that are falling for this Antifa shit? And again, you know, I wonder how many 15 and 14-year-old fucking MS-13 gang members and other fucking fighters they brought here from Honduras and El Salvador and Guatemala are training right now to put on the uniform so that they can, you know, what's their choice? If they want to have a war and the people say, fuck you, ain't fighting it, what's your choice? Are you going to try and conscript your subjects? Your armed fucking subjects that outnumber you 10,000 to 1? I don't think you're going to gain any people that way either. They are in a conundrum, I'm telling you people right now. That's why this is getting more dangerous every fucking day. They got to do something. The Jews back off? The Jews give up their idea of empire right when they're getting ready to move the Palestinians into Egypt and claim all of Palestine? All they wanted was just a little safe place to stay is all they wanted. Those poor people, you know, those victims. But remember, these 16-year-olds, these are children. Down on the border, they can walk across our border because they're 16 years old and they're children. Are you really suggesting that you take children and put guns in their hands when you're telling the fucking rest of America Oh, you got to be 21 before you can go buy a gun and own a gun. You got to be 21 years old. We go down to 16 that we can take you and put a gun in your hand and tell you to shoot some Yemenis or some Syrian or some Lebanese or Jordanians or some Iranians or some Turkish people. We'll put a gun in your hand and tell you to kill. I mean, you already got soldiers coming back and blowing their fucking brains out of this. 16, look what they're talking about. This is how fucked up things are, people. I mean, if you cannot see what this fucking indicates, wow. The fact is, I'm telling you, I believe in it's the people around the world. The people in goddamn England, they sure as hell don't feel like fighting for that fucking government that's done what they've done to them. The people in France, I got to guarantee you, they have no inclination. They ain't going to put no guns in their hands. They put guns in their hands, they're going to turn around and shoot son of a bitches. Go ahead.
Hey, explain this to me. When did they start caring about people's records? I know two people right now was forced to go in the military at the age of 18. They were forced. The judge told them to go to the military or go to jail. So when were they ever start concerned about people's records?
They aren't concerned about people's records, and you're absolutely right. Many a person that had to go to Vietnam, I mean, the ones that weren't fucking drafted, that was it. It was you're going to fucking prison or you're going to Vietnam. Which is it going to be? And that's what they fucking did. And yeah, you're absolutely correct. They want is people that will shoot fucking when they're told to shoot and without thought if they're shooting women and children. We remember the targets they came out to train the goddamn Blackwater USA in the United States. The pregnant woman target, the woman reaching into the goddamn cradle for the baby, the old man, the child, these fucks. See, it all turns around on you, think tanks. Your fucking web of lies. See, you're not, they're trying to coordinate with one another now to try to get some kind of fucking something to put anything out that anybody might half-ass believe. But nobody's going to believe it. We already know. The truth is taken care of their ass. Huh?
I saw with my own eyes. I saw airline pilots. The only thing they ask them when they give them a pistol, The only question you got to answer, will you hesitate to use it? They don't want you to think. They want you to shoot.
That's right. And I mean, a 16-year-old, see, what you're looking at here is, this is the communists. They're all trying to act like there's the Republicans, the Democrats. These are communists. They've been after the 16-year-olds. Who the hell you think's causing all the ruckus, the BDS and all this shit? These are just, you know, these young kids like that hog. Remember hog standing up there like he's fucking Lenin throwing his hands around? We can't get these fucking adults have figured it out. And they ain't going to fight. So we'll go after the 16, 17-year-olds under the assumption that we are the state and we own the controlling interest in those children because of the marriage contracts. Well, if you come to get them, if you come to get our children, we're going to give you something, all right. That'll be the start of it. You come to get our guns. You come to get anything from us, you sons of bitches, and that's going to start it. And you're going to get wiped fucking out.
And what I see is they discredit in older people, like just everything, the television, you know.
Don't listen to your elders. I mean, they've been a couple of generations trying to teach them. Old people don't know nothing. They don't know how to play. They don't know how to play on the fucking computer. They don't know nothing. Go ahead.
Silver alerts, you know, and bullshit like.
Exactly, man. That has been one of their pushes. But and like I said, it's still only the 18 to 20%. Even when they show you shit on the TV, when they do, Fox does their interviews in their good old boy taverns and restaurants. You know, where they're talking to the people. They tell you Trump's doing a fine job. He's doing a fine job, big fat-ass son of a bitchin' Mason that fucking owns some fucking factory or something. He's bringing in slave labor, ain't he? The people, I mean, you've just fucking, you pushed too much because you were behind. And you just fucking ran over each other. Your lies will not fucking jive. There comes a point when you tell so many lies from so many different directions that your lies are canceling each other out. You have to be lying about this, and if you're lying about that, you have to be lying about that. You're lying about both things and telling us right to our face by telling the lies.
So I guess it's obvious that Iran's going to be the starting point of all this bullshit. Am I correct in saying that? I mean, I guess you can count on Iran and being the flashpoint
I don't know. I mean, they shot down that first drone, and then and claimed Iran did it, you know, and what might have you. And they know that every time they do something now, when people figured out 9/11, they figured out what these cocksuckers were capable of. And everything they do, every false flag they do, it's called a false flag right out the fucking gate because the lies don't jive. Their think tanks of geniuses have fucking told such outrageous lies in such outrageous ways that their lies are coming back around and proving themselves to be lies, and they're lying to each other, and they're doing it on, you know, in print where you can look at it and say, this cannot be if that is. I mean, it's simple math. That's like, you know, I'm looking out the window, the sun's shining, tell me it ain't. You can tell me it ain't all fucking day. That fucking sun's shining. Everybody knows it. And the bottom line is, the mass fucking of the people have figured it fucking out.
Yeah. I mean, the leader of Iran's already called Trump retarded. I mean, you know, right to his face. So, you know, I mean.
He is. I mean, this shit with these four fucking commie bitches, you know. This is WWF. Did you hear what Trump said today? Did you hear what one of the fucking squad said today? Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, it's like fucking, you know, a couple of them wrestlers on the old fucking, I never watched it, it was too stupid, WWF, but it's like, you know, I'm telling you, brother, yeah, fuck you.
They gotta get off that Epstein shit, and what I was trying to say earlier is they make the head of household look like Homer Simpson.
I'm Archie Bunker. I mean, they've owned Hollywood since the fucking get-go. Oh, no, Alex Jones will tell you, no, it's the Arabs that own Hollywood. Bullshit. The fucking Jews own fucking Hollywood. Hey, who could come into the United States of these Americas and even suggest that there is some country that I can't criticize, that my first article does not fucking exist? Bam, you're fucking dead. Yes, it does.
Even Elon Musk.
Hey, Henry.
The Jews control Hollywood. He said, hello.
Really? Go ahead, Misty.
Hi, Henry. How are you?
I'm well, and you?
Hanging in there. Yeah, I was just wanting to comment on that, and I kind of agree with you that too many people, you know, understand what all this is about, and I don't know about other people, but I'm soon to have a 15-year-old granddaughter, and over my dead body would they take her.
There you go.
It ain't going to happen. And I assume a lot of people, you know, would say the same thing. You're not touching my kid.
If they can't get the fucking 24-year-olds, you know, if they can't get the 18 to 24-year-olds, they sure as hell ain't, they have to come take the other ones from the fucking families that where the 18 to 20-year-olds already understand. And, you know, you can only do something for so long. I mean, goddamn, people do realize that we've been in war in Afghanistan about, what, 13, 14 fucking years? Jesus Christ. You know, you're almost on a generation there. And that generation's coming home and they're telling the other generation what happened.
The day you put them in public schools, they have them. You have no control after that.
Yeah, that's
Now, I will disagree on that.
Me
which
too.
Is my granddaughter, but I would disagree. I think the people have, the parents have control, but it is going, just like, who is it, Clark, who is it that said about, going into Libya, Iran, you know, when he got the report that we're supposed to be invading
General
seven
Wesley
countries
Clark.
In 5 years.
West
there you go, Clark.
Clark.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it's right on script. I mean, they're doing what they're going to do, but obviously, you know, but they're not going to be taking people's freaking 16 years old, let's be real. I mean, you know, they're getting to drive, okay. I don't know about y'all, but I know my 16-year-old, when he got his license, he accidentally wrecked the car and tried to hide it from me. I don't think they're, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly. They're still children.
They want to put a gun in their hands, right?
Yeah. You know, I put a gun in a 16-year-old's hand if I'm standing there right beside him and teaching him how to use it.
Oh, amen.
In a second. But these son of a bitches are talking about putting them in goddamn combat gear and sending them out to kill people. Well, at the same time they're telling you you can't stop the invasion at your southern border because 16-year-olds are crossing, and they're children. They got to, you got to build facilities with fucking big screen TVs. You got to take care of them. You got to give them all the medical care and all this because they're children. I guess it, it's pretty pathetic. I wanted to get to this part. Mr. McCarthy, our argument touched off a firestorm. We did that, would undermine combat efficiency. Mr. Singer, author of the book Children at War, also said the very idea shows misunderstanding of the different brain chemistry of youths and their ability to make informed judgment and would destroy the day-to-day lives of the poor drill instructors and commanders of these teens' first unit. He made his case in a piece for the military-focused website, Task and Purpose. Despite those and other concerns, the nation certainly isn't new, or the notion certainly isn't new. Now, listen to this as a part. At least 13 nations allow enlistees younger than 17, according to the CIA World Facebook. They include major powers. Are you guys ready? Major powers such as the United Kingdom. Major powers is plural, is it? That's one. Okay, United Kingdom and smaller countries with much less capable militaries, such as Tonga, Bolivia, and Papua, and New Guinea. But I mean, the major countries, you know, Britain. Hey, I bet you Britain is trying to put the guns in the hands of 16-year-olds that have gone through the fucking communist indoctrination. They sure as hell don't want to put them in the hands of the fucking people of fucking of England, because they'll turn around and shoot them with it after what they've done to them. That, I mean, this is just plain and simple. They want a fucking war, but you got to have people willing to fight it. That, I mean, what are you going to do? Let's say you got 750,000 troops that you have, and you're going to need millions to fight this war. We'll go conscript. We'll send your 750,000, and you're losing fucking five or six fucking guys at each fucking house, and you're going the wrong way. You cannot do it. It is an impossibility. The people are armed, and the people, they bought more guns in June than they've ever bought in June before. And the people are gunning up. They understand it perfectly. That's why you're not going to get your fucking 18 to 24 year olds. They're not good. They're brothers. They're dads. They've told them it's fucking horse shit. It's about the fucking Jews. That's why anti-Semitism's up 84%. Yeah, because they're coming home and telling them what's going on over there. Who's doing it and for who?
I still say to public schools. I mean, you just try to go through a divorce court and the ex says, "Ah, he don't like public schools. He thinks Lincoln's a murderer." Or, I mean, you try to go to a public school and say what you're saying now, or, you know, say something against conscription. No, they won't, but they'll let all the military to come there, but they won't let you. You just try to sign in as a parent. They won't. You're a visitor.
I don't need to. I already got their parents. And their parents are going to say no. And they are 16 years old, and then their parents, if they're going to be faced with, can they come take my fucking 16-year-old child away from me? Well, I don't think I'm going to let them. I didn't spend all this money on all these fucking guns and this ammo to let these pricks that I fucking bought them to stop come in and take my fucking child to go fight for the fucking Jews I despise. They just don't got the people.
First the lawyers are going to break up the marriage, and then you ain't got no control.
Well, you know, you allude to that a lot of times, Charlie, but there's always an option to exercise. You know, you say that lawyer can do this, that lawyer can do that. You can walk up and shoot that motherfucker in the head and he ain't going to do another thing forever. It's that simple. It comes down to conviction. Like we were talking the other day. So the 50 of them are going to come and get me. Well, I'm going to see how many of that 50 I can kill, because I'm not fucking playing games here. And if everybody had the same goddamn attitude, we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. They lose, they lose, they lose. Bring the fucking chinks over here. We'll blow mountains down on them. We'll teach you new ways to kill people. We're the ones that invented the ones you're using right now. How about that? But it's just like the Alamo. Why in the hell did those guys at the Alamo fight? They knew that they were going to, every fucking one of them, die. They knew it, and they could have left. They had the option of leaving, but they didn't fucking leave, because they said, you ain't, no, you motherfucker, you are not, we will fight you to the fucking death. And it gave time for the other troops under Houston to fucking reorganize, and they finally ran them out into the fucking desert enough until they got them in the right place, and they fucking destroyed them. Somebody, you know, the bottom line, everybody just keeps waiting on the next guy to do it. Well, pretty soon you're going to be kneeling at a ditch awaiting.
And then 2 years later, they gave it away to the U.S. They had their own country, and then they gave it away.
They sure as hell did, but that's dirty politics. It doesn't say nothing for the fucking men that stood at the Alamo. Every one of them knew they were going to die. Like, just like the people that stepped out on Lexington Green. Our forefathers that stepped out on Lexington Green. I mean, this handful. And standing in front of a regiment of regular fucking goddamn British armies, soldiers. The mightiest army on planet Earth. And they stood out there, a small group of them. And they said, fuck you. And then, they, of course they were going to get cut down. But somewhere, somebody has to make a stand. People are going to die. It's called war. And if everybody wants to have this war and to have the freedom and liberty back, and but they don't want no, they don't want to get hurt doing it. Well, that ain't how it fucking works, because they have no problem killing you. And if you have a problem killing them, you might as well get on your knees.
You can do it, but you got to stay silent because you go to prison for talking like that.
Well, but fucking what? If a goddamn communist can stand out in the fucking public square and say we're having a communist revolution, and then that son of a bitch can't be put in jail, I'm here saying we are going to enforce our Bill of Rights, ratified fucking law, and we are going to kill you for violating our ratified fucking law and trying to enslave us. I don't give a fuck.
Right, you know the answer to that one.
Yeah, the answer to it is fucking either you got it or you ain't. Either you're going to take, I don't care, either you're going to take this shitty, it's in your day-to-day life. That's why the bullying thing always came up. In your day-to-day life, somebody's going to try and run you over. Somebody's going to try and make you their bitch all your life. So you either stand up and fucking fight and take your fucking lumps, or in this case, if you have to die, you have to die. What if the people at Lexington had just fucking ran away? Oh, there's way more of them than there is. We're all going to get killed. We know we are. Better run. Concord, better run. The fucking Alamo, better run.
A lot of them were a lot younger than 16, Henry, in Lexington. There were a lot of 14-year-olds in that one.
There was 12, 10-year-olds in that goddamn war. That's why when they talk about this thing, a 18-year-old kid should not be able to have a long gun, or they start talking about any kind of fucking rules other than what the parents say. They have already stepped over the line. They are in violation of the law. So they say, so I'm a criminal. It's like I said, the IRUPs. You know, I'm a fucking criminal. I'm fucking extorting people. I'm fucking making them pay me protection money. I'm fucking taking their shit from them. I do what I please to them. And you know what? That's what you get unless you will fight them. And then, yeah, you might die. The people that died at the Alamo knew they were going to die. But they counted on the fact that their fucking brothers weren't cowards. That the fucking fight had just begun, and they piled the fucking Mexicans up. They killed more. They killed more than it took to kill them. And then the next bunch tried again. That's how fucking war works. You either you got the balls to stand up and do it, or you don't. And that's why we've been talking about the shooting and everything. Everybody getting comfortable with that fucking gun. I'll tell you, that's quite a fucking comfort when you know you can throw your fucking rifle up even panting a little bit and drop a man at 400 fucking yards. And you know you can pull that fucking pistol out 100 yards and hit a fucking milk jug. That's pretty good. It's confident. It's mano y mano. Only we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. Every time they show some of this shit, they show 100 of cops come to get one fucking guy. That's one fucking guy. There's a million other people in that area that could bust loose on him, and they're fucking done. It's all a fucking bluff. It's a fucking bluff. There's no way they can match us, and they fucking know it. And they can't get us to fight a fucking war for them, because we know what they are. And they can't come and try to force us to fight a fucking war for them. I will not fight the fucking Persians. They've done nothing to me. But I will fight these cocksuckers because they have violated my fucking Bill of Rights. They have violated the law, my people, my country. And my fucking forefathers had the balls to fucking fight. And if I don't, I turn my back on them, and they turn their back on me.
Well, let's get this shit over with.
I'm down.
Hitler and Stalin only had a few hundred phones tapped. Every phone is tapped here.
So? If you, I'm on the fucking radio saying it. So?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Exactly. If everybody just steps up and there's, we outnumber them 10,000 women, we'd all just say, you know, fuck you. What are you going to do about it? It's everybody, oh, scared for themselves. That's what they did. They made everybody want to find their own. Well, as long as I'm okay, I don't care what happens to everybody else. Oh, let their rights. They ain't getting me today. It's cowardice.
It's called censoring, Henry.
Goddamn right.
Self-censor yourself. They already got you. I don't just self-censor myself.
You goddamn right.
A guy and I went at work today, and he was talking about how stuff was popping up on the phone when he says, and he said, you think the government listen? I said, yeah, they listen. I said, I don't self-censor myself. That's why I tell them to kiss my ass and go to hell. That's what I tell them. I don't care. I'm not going to self-censor myself. If you want me, come on, get me. But like you said, I'm not going down without a fight, man. You know, enough is enough. I don't care what they listen to, what they know about me. Either it's like this, man, like we said the other day. We either live comfortable being a slave or we're going to die trying to be free.
You're not going to get
right
there. You're not going to get
man.
You're
I'm not comfortable being a slave.
Yep.
I'm not comfortable.
Nope.
They've been lying to me my whole entire life. I'm not comfortable. And I hate that they took my Bill of Rights. I hate that they lied to me, told me I live in the world's freest country, and we don't. We're more subjugated than anybody. We pay more taxes. They steal more of our money than what those people fought for in 1775.
Well, the reason
those who cares? I can care. I can give two shits.
There you go.
Listen to me. They can kiss my black ass.
It limits to what you can say, though. Don't worry.
Women and shit. Damn God, who are they? Who the hell are they? They came out of coochie just like me. They ain't nobody special.
Yeah, Lindsey Graham. Do your own research. People in prison. Life sentences for saying things.
Okay, no, there's going to be no fucking life sentences. There's going to be a shootout.
I'm not going, man.
No, we're not.
They're the ones talking the fucking treason.
They're the ones that are committing the treason. They are the ones that have violated the law. And we're the fucking cowards that won't fucking put them down when we have the ability to do so. We're the reason that fucking Yemenese children are being butchered right now. Because we ain't got the fucking balls. We got more than the fucking enough with the weapon. We got more than the manpower. All it takes is fucking balls. And if you're willing to cow down to somebody's fucking threat instead of standing up, that Bill of Rights, I will kill for that. Some of you tell me you owe me, I'll blow your fucking head off. How about that?
They are the lawless ones, man. They are the ones who commit treason every day. And you think I'm going to let them lock me up? They the ones going around the world and have killed millions of people for no apparent reason except for the Jews and steal their natural resources. You think I'm going to let you lock me up and you the ones are committing crimes every day? Man, you lost your mind, man. You lost your mind. You think I'm going to let that happen to me?
It's I, though. It's not we. It's I. It's all on your own.
All on whose own?
There ain't nobody coming to your age. You're going
to
do it.
No, I don't expect nobody to come to my fucking
care.
Age. I don't care.
I don't care about coming alone. I'm not looking for any
age. I'm just saying, don't use the
I don't care. That's why I sleep with my guns. I got guns beside me each and every day, man. I don't care.
I do too.
Somebody's sounding like a defeatist here.
Well,
I'm just saying, don't use the word we. I'm being realistic.
Well, I don't know where you're coming from, Charlie.
Either. You don't know how many people. You don't know how many people he's already got lined up in his corner either. So he might be able to definitely say we.
Well, I attend the Middle Eastern meetings where half the people are feds. You don't know which one is which.
Well, all I can tell you, Charlie, is that what's it going to take? Does somebody need to come down to fucking Texas and show you how a fucking American dies?
No, I'm just saying it's I, not we.
Yeah, it's I. Each an individual, every fucking one of us, you bet. But we are a people. We are the nationals for this United States of these Americas. And this fucking country belongs to us. And that Bill of Rights is our fucking law. And we will fucking enforce it. We will. Me and you. Hey, Dion, will you go with me?
You damn right I will.
That makes a we, doesn't it?
Well, I'm right.
Amen.
You damn right, man. I mean, what is the point of this, man? We're just We just leaving this mess to the next generation.
Yeah, you're going to leave it
and
to your children?
If you look at the next generation, these new, I call them new males that dress like females and act like women, I mean, you think they're going to fight?
I'm just saying, if you don't take one of them with you, if they come and get you and you ain't even take one, then you're just wasted time.
Well,
I ain't wasted my time. Shit. I gave a battle. I fought. I didn't waste my time. That's not wasting my time. Wasting my time is going to the prison for no apparent reason and let the ones who commit crimes out. And I'm sitting in the prison because I want to defend my freedom. That's not wasting my time. I'd rather die. I'd rather die. No. My knees up straight.
You're a hero if you take one with you. If you take one with you, you're a hero.
Well, you got to take more than one.
I'm not trying to be a hero. I'm trying to fight for my Bill of Rights.
I got
my freedom.
You're goddamn right.
At least one. At least one. If you take them all, that'd be better.
Even if you take one. Every household they come to, we outnumber them 10,000 to 1. We win.
Amen.
All right, then. We finally come to the top of the hour. And hey, fucking right on, Dion. You're fucking right. Yeah, I will not live on my fucking knees. I will not be nobody's fucking property. I will fight and fucking die. And I will not surrender. I will not. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back on Monday at 12. No, we won't. Monday, I have to go to the cardiologist for my yearly checkup. We'll be back on Tuesday at 12 Pacific, at 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, you think about, hey, fucking, if prison, they ain't taking, I mean, this is a fucking war. I'm not just going to surrender. I don't throw up my hands and fucking surrender. You ain't getting my fucking rights. You got to kill me to take them away from me. They're a part of my being. And I have every right, and I am in the right. And I will fight until I die, and I will die in the right.
Let's get it over with. I'm just going out loud.
I'm just saying, do your own research. Look at the people that are in prison for saying that.
Yeah, because why are they in prison? Because they didn't fucking mean it.
No, it's not anything they did. They just what they said, and they're in prison for life.
Well, did somebody come and got them and took them to prison, didn't they?
Exactly.
And they didn't fight, did they?
They were set up by their somebody on their side, a confidential informer, they were going to get something, but they were set up. Yeah.
Well, they didn't fight, or they wouldn't have been in prison. They'd have been dead.
I'm not Schaefer Cox. I know he's one of the people that happened to. Y'all research him. I'm not him.
That's
he was from Richard and all in Alaska, and they didn't. Whatever he was doing, he didn't fight. I'm not him. He's locked up for no apparent reason, and a lot of people who are locked up for exposing the ones who commit crimes and lawlessness on us.
They are in violation of the law. It is not only our right. It is our fucking duty. It is our fucking duty to our fucking children. My grandchildren will not be the slaves of a fucking Jew. Get that through your head. I'll fucking die. I don't care. And I'll take as many with me as I can.
Take at least one.
And don't you worry. And that is The Word from the Trenches.
Have a good weekend, Henry.
You too, brother.